To create a menu for our at-home listeners of our broadcast of Handel's Messiah on Christmas Eve, we reached out to Alex Ballou, the head chef at Dallas and Jane in Murfreesboro. Ballou was no stranger to the music, having sung in choir throughout high school.
I grew up singing this Handel's Messiah. This was a song that I was very familiar with from the beginning. It's, for me, listening to it now is almost nostalgic.
He was inspired to create a warm and hearty Christmas-themed menu, and starting with a mushroom bisque was a nod to Handel's English sensibilities.
The reason I went with a mushroom bisque to start is that it's a warm, umami feeding soup to start. I would just not overcomplicate it or spend too much time on it. And, you know, just make sure that you season it appropriately. Mushrooms can take a lot of salt and pepper. So that's kind of the key, is just always make sure that you season it and it's very well balanced.
But not all of the food is from England. The focus of the meal is a braised lamb shank with an Israeli couscous on the side. It alludes directly to the lyrics of Messiah, all taken from Christian scripture.
The lamb shank, I went with that because to me, Jesus is the Lamb of God, you know? So Jesus lived in Israel. So I thought putting an Israeli starch with that dish would be kind of a fun thing.
It was also a practical choice, since the lamb shank goes in the oven and passively cooks throughout the afternoon.
Braising is probably my favorite cooking technique. It's taking a very inexpensive and tough cut of meat and cooking it low and slow. And so the first thing you want to do is just get your pan nice and hot. And, you know, you add that piece of meat and you get it nice and brown on all sides. Add some vegetables, add a little bit of wine and some cooking stock, and you bring it up to a boil. And then you just put it in a 300-degree oven for 3 or 4 hours, and you really just let it go. So that's really all there is to it. It's a pretty simple technique to pull off, and most of the time that it's cooking is completely inactive. So you can start that, around noon and pick it up for dinner at night.
A tart filled with custard with caramelized apples for dessert combines the English sensibility with a taste of home.
An egg custard tart is a very classic English recipe. And my favorite Christmas dessert growing up was boiled custard, which is what my grandmother always made. And so if you take an English custard tart recipe and you bump up the sugar, you almost have like a boiled custard tart. So it was like a play on my Southern grandmother's favorite thing to make, and a classic English dessert altogether.
Ballou's advice to the home chef?
Start early and eat on paper plates. You know, we were trying to impress everybody with our platters and our plates, and after dinner, we would all spend 30, 45 minutes to an hour scrubbing dishes and pots and pans and plates and silverware and figuring out where everything goes, and that's just valuable time that you miss with your family.
The broadcast of Handel's Messiah is on December 24th at 8 p.m. on 91 Classical. For 91 Classical, I'm Colleen Phelps.